Right. Anyway, what are we doing today?
We are, so thank you everyone for joining me. So we are doing a live version of the Arbitrary Echo podcast, featuring your boy up at the top there, Mr. Slippy Fox.
Unless you're watching this on Spotify or listening to it on Spotify, in which case you can't see
listen
anything.
To it on Spotify. Yeah.
Can't see anything. If you're listening to it on Spotify or Google Play or Amazon or iTunes or
other one of them
is available. Anchor.
One of them. So we will be taking I do have a couple of things I want to plug beforehand. If you are if you're in the stream right now, if you type in !! Giveaway, I am going to be doing a giveaway during the stream.
What are you giving away?
I'm giving a Amazon gift card. Thanks for asking. What?
That's what I'm here for.
So, yeah. Yeah. So if you win, what I'll do, I'll send you a code after the stream or tomorrow, whatever. Give it away now. I could give one away at the end of this podcast. I could
go for
do
it.
The first.
I would just want to say, yeah. I got thank you to Clairvoyance for the gift sub that she gave me.
Yes.
But yes. I was originally not going to enter in the giveaway. And then I did enter thinking there's no chance I'd win. But now that I'm a sub, I have an increased chance to win. So I'm really in a sticky situation if I do win. Because I didn't want to win. I just entered to get the numbers up. It happens.
True. So what are we sitting on now with that giveaway, actually?
Don't know. I can't check. Oh, I need to get comfy. I need to get comfy. I'm wearing a fancy polo shirt today for this event.
You're looking dapper,
looking
mate.
Dapper.
Looking
dapper. Hood up. Hood gang.
Dapper, mate. Absolute dapper.
Hoodie boy.
Absolute dapper, mate.
Dapper stuff.
Hello, Harris. How you doing?
All right. So, this was intended to be a AMA.
Yeah. So, we are going to do an AMA for me or Slippy.
Ask we'll, us we'll take anything, questions. So not an AMA, a UA.
So if you have any questions, shoot them at us. We'll answer.
We'll try our
much
best
anything.
To answer. We won't answer our addresses or credit card details, though. That's just
No.
That's just
not them.
It's, yeah, but not that dumb.
Well, I don't know. It's probably some shit I'd do. To be fair,
you probably have.
Okay. So we'll just do what we do, shoot the breeze.
Yeah.
But someone seems to have a question for us right now. Harris says he has a question.
Oh wait, I need to. Oh, this go. I had a burp coming, but it went.
We're just waiting. But oh, I may have an answer. He may. How big is it really? How big is what? My penis.
Why do you immediately go to the penis? He's clearly thinking of your IQ.
My IQ? Well, both are pretty small, to be fair, so...
Directly proportionate.
Yeah.
One's IQ.
I may be 6 foot... I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm 6 foot two, and it's like... I've established I'm 6 foot two, by the way. I've taken the three off. I decided.
Yeah, you were always six foot two, because I'm 6 foot two, and we're the same height.
Yeah. It's only because I got measured a couple of weeks ago. Yeah.
What for?
They said I was 6 foot two.
Why'd they measure you?
Because I was doing my BMI.
Oh, yeah.
They take your height into account, don't they?
Yeah, and your weight and your age.
So, but yeah, to answer your question, Harris, both are pretty small.
Brilliant question to start us off.
So, lady, yeah, I know. It's just as typical as... For us to answer that one.
Yeah, you can't expect anything better, honestly.
So, ladies, if you're in, you know where I am.
We don't, though. You haven't said your address.
No, I'm not telling you my address.
Then we don't know where you are.
This AMA was never going to be clean. No, it was never going to be clean, mate. Never.
No, none of the... All the episodes are explicit for a reason.
Yeah.
Especially the ones where we talk about Hitler. For some reason, you just really love Hitler, don't you? You just keep talking about your Nazi ideology.
Me?
Yeah.
No. God damn it. Definitely not. So loves Hitler. Murder Ducker loves Hitler and penises. Well, I love one of those, but I'll let you
a coin flip on which one you saying assume
that
he loves.
Saying that my head is freshly shaved like an hour ago.
That's why it's so shiny.
Naomi, how's it going, Naomi?
Wait, move your headphones down, like off your back of your head. Like if you,
yeah,
like,
you can actually, you can see, actually the see the reflection.
Yeah,
from
you
the
can see
bulb.
It shining.
That's amazing. That's amazing,
Mr. Shine.
That, it is one shiny head. It's like an hour fresh out of the shower. I come out of the shower, and I'm not kidding you. I kid you not. I got out of the shower, and I had like about 200 messages on my, like, Discord messages on my phone. I was like, "What the fuck?" I was like, "What have I missed?"
Your stream. You've got a spelling error in your. We are raising money to help Blue Cross rescue A and rehome animals this winter.
We are raising money to help Blue Cross rescue and... Wow.
That's what I'm here for. It's the grammar Nazi. Back onto Nazis, apparently.
hang on. Yeah, double A. I hate this. There we go. Sorted. I knew you'd pick up on something like that.
I have to be useful.
So, whilst we wait for some more questions from everyone in chat. Yep. Anything goes, as long as it's not going to get me... I don't know. I'm pretty worried about answering music songs.
Why?
Just to clarify, if someone requests £20, we can request 100 setups.
That's true, because 10 setups for £2. And...
Oh, I never thought about that.
And say no, you can make the rules.
Nah, do you know what? It's for charity. I will have to do 20 at a time. I need to get my gym mat down, actually.
Down from where?
I still got it brought up. Ain't gonna lie, I kind of forgot about all the fitness ones that I added. I'm totally not dressed for this. Ugh. Here we go. You're joking.
Reckon we can make Mudder Ducker cry. Definitely. He cries every day, though. It's been no new occurrence to him. Oh, you got a dono bar?
I got a dono bar.
You got some donations going already.
Yeah, I got a donation. Yeah. Thank you very much for the donation. There was no message left.
There's no message.
No message, but that was a £5 donation.
Every little helps. Who is it from? Give him a shout out. Suck him off. Whoever. It was Harris.
I thought it was Harris. Yeah. Thank you very much, Harris. So, oh God, that was the £5 dono.
What was the £5 dono?
It was a £5 dono.
Oh, for an incentive.
Okay, so Harris, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either do miss the next catchable Pokemon, which will be the first Pokemon that I catch, or you can make me wear the unicorn hat for 5 minutes, 15 minutes whilst doing this. Our bits going towards this too, mate. I will allow it. I don't know. What do you reckon?
Do your stream. One bit is usually 1p, isn't it?
Yeah, one bit is 1p, so it would obviously have to be
100 bits for naming a Pokemon, 200 yeah. bits for 10 setups.
Yeah,
times all the numbers by 10. Right.
So.
100.
So.
By 100 even.
I got a question whilst we wait for Harris to decide which incentive. Oh, the unicorn hat, right, okay.
Okay, what's your question? He's putting on the unicorn hat. Okay. I'll describe it best for those watching this after. It's like the Apple's and emojis. Is that what they're called? The unicorn emojis, like that, but with a really short nose. Like, not like a horse nose, like a fluffy tail nose.
Yeah.
It matches the white jumper he's wearing, though.
It actually does. Kinda, actually does. That's pretty sick. But that was what I was going to ask. No, the game show, I feel the same. Everyone seems aroused in chat.
So what was your question? Don't get stop getting distracted or you're going to trigger my wootism.
So, how come we got the PlayStation 5 later than everyone else?
Because we left the EU.
But didn't EU get it first? Right, at the same time?
No, I think only America got it.
Nah, New Zealand and all those other countries got it.
Australia always get things early.
Yeah, that's weird.
They like everything they get early. Because I think they're like the test bunch. That in case there's like something goes wrong in like the week before or they can
How weird.
They can test it.
How weird. Oh, I can't see anything.
Does it even have holes in the eyes?
Yeah, it's got holes, but I'm trying to use my mouse.
Oh, right. Yes. The banhammer's coming out on this one.
Oh, fucking bang! Fucking bots.
A ban.
I'll let Slippy do it. It gives him a bit of power. There we go.
I like I like the feeling of power. And I'll ban everyone else while I'm at it as well.
Ah! Don't do that.
I won't.
Right, so... Such a team. Do you have any burning questions for me?
Me, personally?
Yeah.
If you could reincarnate as any animal, what animal would it be?
Ooh. Probably a dog.
Why?
Because everyone loves dogs.
But not all dogs have happy lives. This is what your charity is about.
Yeah, but this is why we raise money for charity, for these dogs to have better lives. But then again, humans don't have better lives. Horses don't.
Yeah, but then you're better off going for something that has a short-lived life then, I think. Like a fly or a bug of some kind. A mantis, so you get your head ripped off once you've mated with a female. That's the way to go.
I would rather be a dog. Because everyone loves dogs.
You're a dog in bed.
But then, I got to figure out what dog I want to be.
What breed? But do you get a choice in this reincarnation lottery of what breed?
I don't know.
I don't think you should. I think it's just pure chance of what breed you can.
I mean, oh my god.
You could become a really ugly dog. I don't know any ugly dogs. They're all pretty ugly to me.
I don't know. Rottweilers are pretty nice.
What's a Rottweiler look? What I can't speak. What do they look like? I'm really bad.
A Rottweiler.
Dogs. Yeah.
They're quite big and bulshy black dogs.
That has not helped me at all. Huskies, I think. I know. I like huskies. Shit. Is it? No. What's the really fluffy cloud-like ones?
Yeah.
Japanese.
Japanese Akita.
I don't know breed names.
Yeah, I think that's it.
I would pick, as I said, I'd pick a bug, a bug, or a bird. I think it'd be cool to be a bird. I think a bird would be pretty sick. Just being able to.
What's everyone? I put that question to chat as well. If you could be reincarnated, what would you be? What animal would you come back as?
You can't be a human.
You can't be human. Can't be human.
And we'll say you're reincarnated in the same country you die in. Yeah. So you have a chance of having a good life if you're
a hippo, actually. So we got a hippo.
A hippo.
Got a cat. But a hippo's not actually a bad shout.
But you're being reincarnated in the country you die in. So unless you're in like the savannah, you're gonna be put in a zoo pretty quick.
Well, then I go die over there. Then
you have to make sure.
Naomi makes a point. Hippos live in the zoo.
Yeah, In the UK, yeah. So, that's just being in prison.
Did you know, actually, kangaroos are actually, there are native British kangaroos.
Are there?
Yes.
You got a picture? Proof? Source? Where's his proof? Back it up.
See, look at, there was a news article I was reading the other day about them. And they're very, very rare, but they're like miniature kangaroos.
All right.
Native wallabies, that's it. Game Chat's got it, wallabies.
Native wallabies.
Yeah, native wallabies. And a lot of them are actually around where I am.
Let me Google them. Native wallabies. Native wallabies. Native wallabies.
Y'all says badger. See, now with a badger, right, I don't think I would want to be. Because
wallabies,
the only time you ever see a badger is a dead badger on the side of the road.
Why are they... That's true. Why are wallabies so dummy thick in the nicest way of wording it? Like this picture of a wallaby, he's got a true dump truck ass on him. Like, I have to,
don't know,
I'll send this to you. Like, dude is a dude's packing.
Yeah, but there's
not
been
a furry,
a massive,
by the way.
I was reading, oh god, all right,
you might be.
Where did the whole furry thing come from?
Mental illness. I joke. If you're a fairy, I don't care.
Like, how did that shit start up? If anyone knows, I would love to know. But
it's just the same way anything else starts up. Like, how does role play turned into animals? People were like, "What if we role play an animal?" And then everyone's like, "What a great idea!" Rather than role playing medieval history battles, let's role play animal warfare. And the people were like, "I could spend millions of pounds on these suits." And I would look absolutely, I'd look cool in the personal opinion of the person owning the suit. Not me personally. I don't care if you wear a suit as long as you are clean inside the, like, as in you shower. And don't force it on other people.
Yes.
But be a furry if you want. I don't care.
Like,
I know a furry. I don't.
Do you know, like, furries? Do they actually, like, have sex whilst in the furry outfit?
I've heard they do. But based on Reddit, from what Reddit has told me, they do. Like,
what?
It's like, isn't it like Catholics? They have to do it with a sheet in between them. Have to have like a or something. I don't know. Some sort of answer about a sheet. Answer about a sheet. Something about a sheet.
What? Like, they both wrap each other in a sheet or something?
No, like, it's like a thin layer. Like, if you imagine a sandwich. Like, the humans are the bread, and the sheet in between them is, like, the filling. A thin layer of sheet to protect them from each other's sins or something. I'm completely wrong, guaranteed. But
isn't the
someone does it.
Sin already sticking your penis in the vagina?
Potentially. No, if it's before marriage, yes. Premarital sex is a no-no. But after marriage, it's fine, I believe.
Ooh.
I'm not religious. I wouldn't know, but that's what I've heard.
Clue.
I wouldn't have a clue either. What's sex? I'm too Catholic for that.
I have no idea either. That's cool. I'm only a nickel Charmander. Oh, they're all fighting each other out at the bottom there.
But the bottom thing is just what we were talking about, furries. People role-playing as animals, fighting each other.
That is literally a bunch of furries down there.
Your chat has just confirmed they are furries.
Furry alert!
Yeah, but I know furries. I don't think they're bad, just as long as they are still, at the end of the day, decent, normal human beings.
I don't mind. I've never met one, but I kind of was watching I watched a little bit of it last night. I couldn't watch it because it was absolute cringe. The GlitchCon last night.
I saw the clip of the CEO talking about the music.
I saw that as well. Like, he has no idea what's going on with his own company.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's just reading a script, and it's just, he's such an idiot. We can't say that because you're streaming live on Twitch. We love the guy. What's his name?
We love the guy.
Don't know. We love him.
We love the guy, but sort your fucking DMCA shit out.
And you have been banned from Twitch.
Oh, I mean, I think every other streamer's saying it as well.
Yeah.
Because I mean, we're not even affected by DMCA.
Yeah, it's an American law.
Yeah. Great capitalism right there for you.
America is the country of the free that is currently experiencing riots again.
Are they?
Yep. Bunch of...
What over?
The election. All the Biden supporters have started attacking the Trump supporters.
Oh, of course they have.
Because nothing says freedom and democracy like bullying and violence and fascism.
We have a lot of people role-playing in the chat, it looks like.
Oh, woo. Rar XD, nuzzles you. Rar. Pounces on your boji woji. Rar.
So, I've done actually pretty well.
With what?
This week. To keep away from like any spoilers of like the new PlayStation 5 games.
Right. I mean, so, it's not hard to dodge, but...
Yeah, but everyone's playing them. And it's like, I just want to get mine.
Oh, on Twitch?
Yeah.
That's just don't watch Twitch then. Or watch British people who don't have a PS5.
Oh, God. Do you know what I watched whilst I was in lockdown this week?
Cuties.
No, I forgot about that.
What did you watch?
Is that on Netflix still?
I don't think so. I think they removed it.
It was a program called Dash and Lily. It is completely like the opposite of what I would watch. But probably a really unpopular opinion. I think Netflix is shit.
Pretty unpopular opinion. Here's a very popular opinion. No, I agree.
Like, there's nothing on there.
Yeah, the American Netflix is much better. But then that's why I have Amazon as well and Disney as well. And
Amazon Prime's been pushing out quite a lot of good stuff recently.
Yeah, I wish Disney went the more mature route. Like, obviously, everything they do is just for children. Like, all their originals have a rating of 0+. Like, an age rating of 0+. I've never seen an age rating of 0+ before.
What, on Amazon?
On Disney.
Oh.
And the amount of rules they must have to follow just so every single person, a newborn baby could watch. That must be, like, the rules... Because at least in PG, for like PG, you're allowed one swear word or something. But to the amount of rules, they just need to add like maybe like age 16 plus or even 12 A's or just better stuff than zeros. Because they have to follow so many restrictions. What are they going to make that's entertaining if they have to follow every single like rule on the planet? They can't show anything rude or dark or bloody or imply anything.
I think what they're doing is I think they're just going to go with all the Marvel stuff because they don't seem to be releasing any exclusives really, do they?
They have a few exclusives, but they're not good. They're really, really bad. Nah.
Whereas Amazon have started to really get behind the exclusives and they're really good.
That was my mistake. I completely forgot to... I had the tweet in the background ready to post as soon as we started this on the Twitter for Arbitrary Echo. Completely forgot to send it until now.
Lol.
I just noticed it. My mistake.
Twitter's a weird one.
In what way?
So one day I'll wake up and I've got 92 followers.
Yeah.
And then like in half hour later, I'm back down to 88. And then I'm back up to like 92.
What are you on now?
88?
I think it's just you aren't popular. You've got to keep tweeting. Tweet your mind. Tweet about...
I try to.
Apparently Nazis is... Nazis is... To get back on the topic of Nazis. It's trending on Twitter. I'm going to open it and assume now it's about America. Yes, I am correct. It is.
Is it?
About America.
He won. Well, I'm getting deactivate Trump.
Yeah, I've got Nazis, he won, Trump concedes. Lewis Hamilton equals Michael Schumacher's record after winning 7th F1 World Title Championship.
Star Wars is going to blow up in the next few years with all the stuff they bringing out. What stuff have they got bringing out then? Obi-Wan series.
Oh yeah, I remember that. The Obi-Wan series. That's hopefully going to be good.
I never read of that.
You know, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
15 minutes. Oh.
I told you 15 minutes is a long time. You should have just done 5.
I should have, but it's done now. Speaking of exclusives, I did see the trailer. Well, it was a little snippet, if anyone saw it today, of Titans Season 3.
Oh, I never even finished Season 1.
Season 2. Season 2 was so freaking good.
Really?
Until the last 10 minutes.
Oh.
Because it was Deadshot.
Oh, Deadshot's always done really well in some
stuff.
There's
going to be a Star Wars series. There's also going to be a Star Wars series based on a completely unheard of part of the galaxy that has nothing to do with the original storyline.
That'd be good, because the original storyline's shit.
What's everyone's thoughts on what they do next? Because they're going to do more films. They have to. Well,
oh, what, Star Wars?
Yeah, they've got to do a temp.
They'll do another trilogy, but hopefully it's not connected to the current lot in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, Disney will milk it. Disney will milk it like they will do Marvel. They'll milk it. Yeah. So what did you say? Sorry about them rebooting it.
Yeah, just reboot it completely from the beginning.
Fuck the Skywalkers off and expand the universe. I kind of agree. They need to.
Yeah.
What was everyone's thoughts on the last one as well?
I actually liked the last one.
Yeah.
I thought they did like the cool fights. The whole point thing of Star Wars is they just need cool fights. And I think the last one had some cool fights in it.
I kind of enjoyed it as well. I thought it was really good. I just didn't like the ending. It didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, when... By the way...
Spoilers.
Spoilers.
It's been out for a while. Years,
whatever. But when she says, my name is Rey Skywalker, and I'm like, but it's not, though.
Well, she should have just said, "Oh, I'm Rey Palpatine." That would have been much more impactful. Like that, she's actually learned to accept who she is.
Chat kind of agrees. The lineage of Rey really pisses people off.
She should have been a nobody. She should have just been a nobody. Should have ended with Iron Batman. Yeah.
Yeah, I would have actually dug that. That would have been amazing. Daisy Ridley said she almost quit because of the amount of time they changed it. Did they? I didn't know that.
Ooh.
But I am Iron Man. Lol, imagine if they'd done that. She'd come out and she was just like, I am Iron Man.
Imagine if they did a crossover between Star Wars and Marvel. Disney's IPs. Like the Muppets.
Give them years, mate. If one of them starts dying, and the thing is, they could probably do that with the Marvel Universe because they have the multiverse.
It's true. Because,
and they are going in that direction as well. They are going in that multiverse direction.
That's true.
So
yeah, because I saw them,
don't give them any ideas.
I saw an image. I don't know if it was real or not. I didn't bother to check. But apparently, if you search the cast of Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, apparently Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire appear. Don't know if it's true. I didn't look. I just saw an image.
She was originally a Kenobi.
I think she should have just been a nobody. She should have just been someone who was born with the Force or something. Who cares? Why does she have to be important? Why does she have to have this heritage?
Yeah. It just, because he would have, like, he was very, I don't think the whole Kenobi thing would have gone, especially with this story, because he was very much a Jedi. He believed in the Jedi way.
It's better for her to, I think it, if I had to have her related to anyone, Palpatine would be the best person. But I'd prefer if she wasn't related to anyone.
I'm a bit, I don't know, I kind of agree with what you first said, like, she should have just been a nobody.
Yeah.
And she could have kind of got, if she had been a nobody, and she'd got adopted by the Skywalker family, that would have made sense.
Yeah.
But I see what I mean.
Yeah, because I don't know what the conditions are to have the Force. Are you just born with it, or?
Vader actually turned up in the Marvel comic in 2019. That doesn't surprise me. That was around the time when the whole purchasing was going on, wasn't it? And I bet they were like, quick, get him in. Give him time, give him time. I guarantee you the whole Star Wars Marvel thing will cross over at some point. They will start off by doing it comics, and then they will cross it over. I guarantee you. When it's revealed she was Palpatine, she should have owned the name and made it her home. Yeah,
that's
she should
what
have.
I said, yeah, she should have said, I'm Rey Palpatine.
Yeah, so, we agree with you, Shaq.
Rey Skywalker. It's like the end of Harry Potter. That really pissed me off. The end of Harry Potter. Have you seen the Harry Potters?
Yeah, I've seen them all. I don't understand how people get so behind the Harry Potter film.
I don't think that they're cool. The concept is cool. Wizards are
they
cool.
They are. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, they're amazing. I think the whole premise of Harry Potter is a bit weak.
Oh, I think it's pretty cool. I think the premise is cool.
I agree with Slippy. They should have made her a nobody. Proof that not just a chosen can be a Jedi. I'm guessing that's Mandalorians have spread to the rest of the Midichlorians. Yeah. Midichlorians. Yeah, no, I kind of
it's
agree with that.
It's hard to do endings.
Yeah, because they were never going, I mean, like, they had to reshoot Endgame.
Yeah, especially if you want continuity to stay as consistent as possible. Ending's really, really hard.
Yeah. But they put a lot more money into Marvel than they did Star Wars, I think.
Yes.
And Bart, he's just taking over the Star Wars side of things as well. What's his name? The head of Marvel.
Oh.
Kevin Feige.
Yeah.
So, because it was some lady, wasn't it, who did it before? She was like the head of it, yeah. And she didn't have that vision.
Yeah.
And they gave it to him, apparently, as well. So he runs both Marvel and Star Wars.
With a series like Avengers or Marvel, you have to have the end goal in mind from the start.
Yeah, yeah. I read it back, midichlorians. Yeah, that was my bad. Or make her a descendant of Qui-Gon Jinn. Yeah, that could have worked.
They brought back Lando as well, didn't they? Just for that final movie. Cool. He must have been running out of money.
Yeah, he must have been like, I need some money.
He must have been like, oh, I'm going to be bankrupt.
Yeah, boy.
That's what I joke about whenever anyone like comes on any like talk show or something. That you just always assume any celebrity, they've on this talk show, they must be out of money.
Yeah. Saying that though, speaking of reboots, someone put it in the group chat last night that I'm in. It was one of the guys in chat now. It was a it's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw the trailer.
That's mad. Yeah.
I never watched it, but I saw the trailer for it.
Did you not?
I never watched the original, no.
Yeah, I've watched them all.
It wasn't my time. It was before my time, that's why.
Yeah.
I'm a young boy.
It was.
I'm a young'un.
I watched it, but I'm just going to sit here contently waiting for Black Widow, I think. That's all I'm really waiting for now.
No, they're also redoing Friends as well. Another, like, whatchamacallit, Friends.
Ooh, that would be interesting.
Reunion, that's the name, that's the word. I never liked Friends either. Never watched it.
I did, I love Friends. No, I had the hots for Rachel.
I don't care if you have the hots for one of the actresses, the fucking show is shit.
I loved it. I watched an episode of The Fresh Prince a few weeks ago. I used to love it, but it's just cheesy now.
It's aged differently.
I think the only program I can honestly say that I could still watch to this day and still laugh my head off is Only Fools and Horses.
Never seen it either.
You've never seen Only Fools?
No.
Do you know how painful that is?
I've seen clips and I think it's not funny, but...
No!
I just think the humour isn't... It's not my type of humour. That's the problem. Can we kick him, please? Go for it.
Fucking yeet him.
Yeah, go for it. I'm the main host of this podcast. Oh, I like Fawlty Towers. I've seen Fawlty Towers.
Funny story about Fawlty Towers. Actually, got a funny story about... Well, it's not funny, but...
It's a story.
My dad owned the building.
What, the studio?
Yeah, he sold it to his production company.
Why have I never heard that before? You feel like that's something you tell people a lot?
Because none of us talked about this sort of stuff, really.
Yeah, that's true. We're all from... Yeah, because you're a different generation, in a sense, to us at uni. Like the uni lot. Like, we were all younger.
What? Amazing. Yeah. It's something I've forgotten about, to be honest with you. Like, yeah, I remember my dad, yeah. He sold it to the production
company.
Have
you seen the new Spitting Image?
No.
Don't bother. I'm shocked. You know Spitting Image, the political puppets, really old show. And it was like political satire. The original wasn't bad. I've seen clips of it and some of them are funny. The new one. Oh, God, yeah. It's awful.
There's a lot of heat with you in chat, by the way.
Good. I say my opinion. I'll go up to the girl that made Spitting Image and tell him how bad it is. Jesus Christ.
Spitting Image worked when political correctness was as mad as it is today.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
I think my problem with Spitting Image is it's really I don't know if it's trying to be funny or if it's just being as lax as possible and hoping someone will find it funny. Because I don't find it funny. I laughed at one joke they said, and that was about Donald Trump telling people to vote twice. Which is voter fraud. But
have you ever seen the
You should
Monty
play
Python
the Spitting film? Image song that got to number one in the UK. Oh, the chicken one is that. Chicken in the ass, stick a texture up your nose. That one.
It's trying to be funny without offending people, apparently.
Yeah, and it doesn't work. That's the best way to describe it. It's trying to be funny but not offend people, and it doesn't work.
Yeah. That's cool. I was going to say, have you ever seen the Monty Python films? Please tell me you've seen them.
I've seen the Holy Grail one and Life of Brian.
Yeah. I'd have to go with the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
I'd have to. I love that film.
I haven't seen them in a while, though.
Love Monty Python. Guys, don't forget, we are taking questions as well.
Oh, I have. I love Red Dwarf.
I love Red Dwarf as well. It used to be on BBC Two, and then Robot Wars was on straight after. No, Robot Wars and then Red Dwarf on BBC Two. So, yeah, going back to what I was saying, we are taking questions. We are doing a UMA. AMU. Ask us. UMA. I've got that completely. As the creator of South Park said, once... You say a joke is racist, sexist, princess, then every joke becomes yes. Totally. The creators of South Park are the ones that kind of really pushed the edge a little bit with everything, I think.
Yeah, they tried to be as daring as possible.
That's
another show I haven't seen, by the way. I haven't seen South Park.
What? Oh. so bad, man.
I haven't seen a lot of stuff. I don't watch TV much.
Oh, I love South Park. They're even trying to get their own show cancelled. Okay, we've got a question. Would you rather be the left nut or the right nut?
Which one that hangs lower?
Well, wouldn't it depend?
No, I don't know. No, because one of them naturally sits, like, hangs lower, so you don't crush them when you sit.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be...
Does it change?
Personal to you?
Should I have a look?
I mean, I've got my stream on. I can't really get my balls out now.
Yeah, I've got cameras on.
But we've got some gentlemen in here. Guys, check your balls. See.
That's my answer. Whichever one is lower down, because it probably is the more comfier one.
I'd probably go for my right nut because I'm right-handed.
That's true. But then what difference does it make? You're a nut. Regardless.
Yeah, but then I'll get touched.
Huh?
I can get touched with my hand.
With your a own hand. But you won't have a hand because you're a nut.
Yeah, but then I would feel the touch of a hand.
Depends who you're attached to. You could be attached to me, in which case you'll never feel the touch of a hand.
That's true, actually, because if it's a girl touching your nut, she'd be going in with your left hand to touch your right nut, wouldn't she?
Wait, say again?
So, I'm big brain. So...
Where's the girl sitting in this situation? Is she directly behind you?
So, No. Right, you're standing right here, and the girl standing right in front of you like that, right? Shoot left and it would be right. So you would want to be of us. You would want to be. So, oh no, this is a really hard question. So she would need to be.
Why is she only?
Right-handed.
The question is, why is she only going for one and not both?
Because then you'd be the right nut. But you want to be the one that her hand correlates to. So
yeah,
she's
going to go for both regardless, most likely. It's not like they're so big that they can only fit in one hand. And she can only use one hand per nut.
Naomi says she asked her husband and he said it'd rather be
whichever
the lower
is lower.
One as well.
That's what I say. Whichever one's lower. Sounds more comfy.
But what difference does the lower one make?
Because it's just you've got more space, more comfier. Because the higher one is going to be like... hitting against, it's like against the other one, you get me?
So would you rather be the lower nut or the high nut?
The lower. That's more space, exactly.
Well, yeah, I'd rather be lower.
The
if there's
lower
more space,
one gets
I'd
kicked
rather be lower.
First.
But the lower one gets kicked first, the high one is crushed against your thigh. True. But what if it's so high it sits up in your stomach? I used to know
like
a guy that had that.
A hermaphrodite, like they've got.
I genuinely knew a guy that where his balls were in his were inside
what
him.
You mean inside him?
They never dropped out like further, so they got stuck inside.
That's
so yeah.
Yeah, then you need a doctor.
Yeah. It really fucked up his testosterone.
Oh really?
So spoke like that.
Yeah.
He would genuinely speak like that.
Oh, yeah.
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
must be why was... our friend Ethan is so high pitched.
True.
Wow.
True. Where the fuck is he and his girlfriend anyway?
He's sucking his girlfriend off.
Probably.
He's only with her because she's got a massive penis.
Yeah, he's got a bigger penis than him.
We always enjoy. Whenever we always talk about them, I always get a message like the following day from her.
Really?
Yeah. Not always.
Oh,
sometimes.
God.
It's always
she never messaged me.
Yeah, I'll tell her next time. Go complaints go to you. You're the complaints department.
All complaints go to me. She ain't going to say nothing.
Yeah, you heard that.
My DMs will be empty.
They always are. Always empty.
Yeah. Always
she's trying
empty.
Trying to find his nuts. Yeah, that's true.
She's trying to find his nuts. Exactly.
Exacto mundo.
So, does anyone have any more questions? Because on myself, I'd be my left nut as it's nicer than the right one. But are you right-handed or left-handed? That's the question. Be right, just get rid of the child.
Getting rid of the child. Taking the ritual, the sacrificial ritual.
Who would win in a fight, Batman or Iron Man?
They're both rich billionaires. Iron Man.
They are.
I'm right-handed.
Yeah, so you want to be right nut?
No, he said he'd be left. Harris said he'd be left nut, despite being right-handed, because it makes no difference whether you're right or left-handed.
I don't know, I think it does.
Why does your nut matter to you? I can understand, because, like, kicking or maybe, like, throwing a ball.
Because it's easier to touch it, so, like, it's easier
what
to touch
your... What do you mean it's easier to touch? Are you just so incapable of using your left hand that you can't...
You can cup your ball better with your... So you would be able to cup your right ball with your right hand better.
No, you can...
Because then you've got to twist a hand like that to cup it properly.
Twist your hand like what? What?
You got to twist it.
What? No, what?
So...
I think you've got some weird balls.
Game chat, we will get back to your question, but we need to figure this out now. Yeah, but... No, yeah. So you imagine, right? Your right nut, you touch it like that. That's fine. You've got a full grope. But with your left hand, you got a...
Why are you approaching from the side and not underneath?
What, like that?
Like what?
Like that.
What? No, like... Why? I don't get why you would go... to touch both when you could... No, why would you go to touch one when it's just so much easier to do both? Because...
Harris, by the way, this used to happen at university. We could ask a simple question. This used to happen in, like, guys' class quite a lot. A simple question would turn into, like, a 2.5-hour discussion all the time with, like, loads of us.
Yeah, I think that regardless think of left or right... You
I think we're
are groping your balls weirdly.
I think I'm doing it
so
perfectly
when,
fine.
No, when you test... Oh, you don't test, do you?
Nah.
Yeah, see... Maybe,
I should do
maybe
test.
If you tested more, you'd understand... You'd figure out a right way to do it.
So I do test, but then I just... I don't know what I'm looking for. I don't know what I'm feeling for.
Just keep testing.
I don't
know. Once something appears, then,
yeah.
You know. Keep testing until something appears.
I'll have a look later.
You do that.
So, back onto Game Shacks. Who would win in a fight between Batman and Iron Man?
Batman or Iron Man? I say Iron Man personally because I think Iron Man is he's just better. And Iron Man can fly. What's Batman going to do? Iron Man could literally nuke
Batman
and fly away before the nuke lands.
Why do you think Batman, Harris? Not gonna lie, I would probably go for Batman.
No, I'm gonna go Iron Man on the basis that he can literally pick up a nuke, drop it on top of Batman, and be gone by the time it lands. And then there's no way Batman's surviving a nuke, so... Rip Batman, I guess. Ripperoo. Kangaroo. Didgeridoo.
How you do?
Why does everyone think Batman? That's so weird. What could Batman do apart from cry about his parents' death?
Don't know.
How do you know that name? A better strategic balance and overall better fighter. He would plan for everything Stark had to offer, even a nuke dropping. How's he going to survive a nuke directly above his head?
I just ignored a screen for a minute, guys. We'll carry
all
on.
Right, let's all watch the screen closely.
I'm literally doing a display capture. There we go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I reckon I'm sticking with Iron Man purely on the basis of Iron Man has better weaponry and stuff. Porn tabs everywhere. That is true. What is that? XX. Hentai. What are you watching?
I actually had to check there.
Hot, what is that? Hot cat girl furry hentai. Yeah. Fursuit sex. Jesus Christ. You can't put that on Twitch. Oh my God.
What?
10 days it's been going.
Yeah, in 10 days and only 7 people.
Right. When does it finish?
Shocking.
When does it finish?
Well, it will finish whenever I raffle it.
When you're raffling it then?
Well, I thought about doing one for this to finish the show.
I'm full of gas.
And then I will set up another one quickly for another £10 gift card. So
do it.
But we got 10 now. People here. If you haven't joined, guys, get yourself in the raffle.
! Giveaway for the link. If you're watching this on VOD, it's over. If you're watching this on anything else, it's over. Rep you. Should we say? 2 minutes, I say. Give them 2 minutes. Countdown.
Yeah.
Nice background. You're a virgin?
Yeah, might as well be. Right. It says I'm live. Right, we've got to do this shit now. Hang on. Move that.
What do you mean you're live? Of course you don't whistle, dude. Your mic peaks, I've noticed.
It's yeah, because it's so sensitive. Where I am. I'm trying to find loyalty.
Speaking of strange, there's Doctor Strange on your screen.
Revenue challenges.
Hilarious. You ever seen Chowder? The Cartoon Network show Chowder. It was a great show. You'll take the moon and you'll take the sun. You'll take the moon and you'll take the sun.
There you go.
Right, drum roll. You doing it now?
Street Shinobi, y'all.
Right,
game check. Call
it now. If I win this, I'm going to be pissed. If I win this re-roll.
That's the name of the people that are in the... So I'm going to... We'll do like 5 more minutes. If people have got questions...
All right. 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes, people. 5 more minutes.
Naomi, you're not in it.
Naomi's not in it. I think... We should...
Wait, hang on.
Hang on. What are we hanging on? I'm hanging on to my desk.
No, it's fine. You carry on.
As I was going to say, I think the podcast as an episode has been going on for nearly an hour. So let's potentially wrap this up, this podcast. Thank you for, if you're watching this on Spotify or whatever service you're using, thank you for listening. We'll be back as usual every Sunday. Follow on podcast on Twitter, YouTube, which we're releasing videos 3 times a week when we record more. Hopefully we record more. But yeah, any last words?
I never think about this.
That's part of the improv section. We're testing your improv skills.
Good luck for everyone taking part in No Nut.
We're exactly halfway through it. So, good luck, I guess. Unless you're watching this in some point that's not in November. In which case, congrats. You have freedom of nut.